As Australia battles one of the most serious COVID-19 outbreaks since the pandemic began, psychologists are more worried about a health crisis that'll emerge in years to come. Experts predict the long-term mental health effects from COVID will be massive and similar to those experienced after natural disasters or even war. So how worried should we be about our future mental health issues? Carly Williams with this report.
Sydney woman Melissa Mason has been overwhelmed with anxiety during COVID. She's digital editor at Marie Claire and Elle magazines and has written about her experiences.
A mix of feeling overwhelmed and stressed, but also unmotivated and depressed. It's like this kind of just a flatness, and it's really hard to get out of. And I'm finding this lockdown, I'm lying in bed until like 8:30 in the morning because I'm like, I don't start work till 9, and I'm just lying there for like 2 hours, just having no motivation to get out of bed and no motivation to get going for the day. And that's quite scary.
So many of us have been struggling over the past year. A study published in the Journal of Psychiatric Research showed one third of those stuck in Melbourne's grueling 2020 lockdown had depression. Here's Melbourne comedian and app developer Max Price.
It was definitely a sense of like a lot of hopelessness of just going, what can I do? Are we waking up in the morning trying to work out what are we going to do today to hopefully set my family up for the future, and then we can't do anything. So we almost just would put on our trackies and go for a walk for as long as we could.
But while Australia juggles the stress of the current lockdowns, it's the mental health conditions that'll haunt us into the future that's concerning psychologists. Susan Russell is a neuropsychologist at Swinburne University. She says COVID's impact on us will be similar to the mental health issues felt after war.
There are very few pandemics that have lasted this long. So the comparison to wars, especially wars that last a very long time, is a good one. During the conflict time, so during the pandemic time, it elevated stress and anxiety, loneliness, confusion, poorer quality of life, all the things that we're seeing at the moment.
While parts of the Northern Hemisphere open up, even allowing travel, Australia's being told we'll have to live with restrictions for the foreseeable future. Susan Russell says once stress levels simmer down, the long-term mental health issues will be intense.
The two that seem to come to the top are long-term depression and also long-term PTSD.
Patrick McGorry is a psychiatrist and professor of youth mental health at the University of Melbourne. When it comes to predicting the likely mental health impacts from COVID, he uses a different comparison.
Even though the war kind of metaphor has been used by politicians as well about the crisis, but it is more of a natural disaster. And there's an enormous amount of knowledge and literature from previous natural disasters to be able to predict what actually is going to happen. There's a bit of a lag period after the disaster occurs, but you do get a surge of new morbidity or need for care of around about 20-30%. And it begins, you know, in the months following the onset of the disaster. And it's got a long tail on it. It certainly is a tail lasting several years.
Patrick McGorry says the system isn't fit to cope, and it's that lack of investment that frustrates Melissa Mason the most.
I've always found our mental health system in Australia so flawed. There's wait lists that are so long. I had tried to get into my psychologist again, and I had to wait 3 weeks. And it's like when you're calling to see a psychologist, you're usually at rock bottom. You're usually at the place where you need to get in that week or in a few days. And that is borderline impossible at the moment in Australia, as far as I've experienced and people I know have experienced.
That was Sydney woman Melissa Mason, ending that report by Carly Williams. And for help for yourself or anyone you know who may be struggling, Lifeline is one service you can call. The number 131114. That's 131114.